plenty with an I.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now, there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online. You'll get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes Top 100 company. Go to Cabbage.com. That's Cabbage with a K. K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Or call 888-CABBAGE.
This fall, make Rip City a part of every Missouri game. Owner Greg Mathis and daughter Jessie really have the best St. Louis-style barbecue restaurant in the metro area. Award-winning barbecue baby back ribs, juicy St. Louis-style spare ribs, barbecue pork steaks, chicken, and more. Then after dinner and a Tiger win, sit back and enjoy Rip City's fresh homemade pies. Rip City, real barbecue, great ribs. They're on Manchester Road, east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. For more, go to Rip City. CitySDLewis.com.
Riding along on my carousel.
Riding along on a carousel.
Okay, a carousel.
Trying to catch up to you. Riding along on a carousel.
We have another dead police officer in Chicago. Oh, wait, that can't be. The strictest gun laws in the country are in Chicago. Why, that's impossible. It's not impossible. And another cop is dead, 32-year veteran in Chicago. I'm going to continue to say this, and I know there will be people who try to act like, well, they're not all good cops. Yeah, we're not all good radio people either. For the most part, I love cops. I'll bet if there were a way that you could give them some kind of truth serum or find out which cops really were bad cops, I don't think you'd hit 1%. What a dangerous job. And so now we got three guys on the loose in Chicago. Cop killers, or at least one of them was the killer. I don't know the whole story. But let me again give you a little bit of advice when it comes to dealing with cops. Some cops are a-holes, okay? Sometimes they are. Oh, my, what the heck? Did you think everybody heard that?
I don't know, but
I turned my microphone off. I tried to suppress it.
It sounded like a German Shepherd.
I know, but
sneezed.
I tried to suppress it. It made it worse.
Muffled tuba.
It made it worse trying to suppress it.
I've had in my life probably three bad cop experiences, meaning the experiences were bad and the cops were bad. Three out of, I don't know what, 100 encounters with police. I'm not a criminal, but I've had to deal with police for various reasons. And rather than you being an a-hole when a cop stops you and trying to show that you know your constitutional rights, we got to knock that off, too. I watch that stuff on YouTube where people get pulled over. Well, I know my right. Knock that off, okay? Just knock it off. They pull you over. There was a reason they pulled you over. So find out what the reason was. Own up to it and let them move on. And stop making everything about them overstepping their bounds, because that really doesn't happen that often. You know, I've seen these. You go on YouTube and watch these videos of people. The officer goes up to the car and he'll see. It'd be very nice to go, excuse me, could I see your driver's license? I don't have to hand you my driver. And they'll hold it up to the window. Would you roll your window down, please? I don't have to roll my window. I just crack it enough that we can talk. What are you trying to prove by doing that? Don't do that stuff. And there are people that do it. Do you know how fast you were going? Yeah. The speed limit 60. I might have been doing 61. You were doing 74. I was not. What do you think that they set out that morning to target you, to lie that you were speeding? And here's the other thing. When you get pulled over, there's a reason that the officer might not at first be the friendliest guy in the world. He doesn't know whether or not you're going to try to kill him or her. So when they approach the car cautiously, the way they do, how about this? How about make it real easy? Roll down your window and the passenger window. In fact, roll them all down. You got power windows. Roll them all down. So when that officer approaches the car, they can see very clearly whether you've got somebody hunkered down in the back seat with a shotgun or any other number of things that could be an issue and a problem. Roll them all down. Put your hands up on the wheel where they can see them. Let's start there. Be compliant, be courteous, and you'll find, miraculously, it might go well for you. You might even get a warning and get let go, but you're not going to do it if you're a smart, you know what, if you're an a-hole, you're not going to get that. Then they're going to turn it back on you, and I don't blame them. These guys, especially now, I've had about all of the F the police stuff that I can stand. This rap music, these Black Lives Matter people yelling F the police. What's the matter with you people? Who's the first people you call when something goes down in your neighborhood? We call the police. If I were them, I wouldn't even come. For some of you. They ought to have a file of everybody who's ever marched and said, F the police, and they have a computer program. And if any one of those people ever needs help from the cops, don't send it. Don't send them an ambulance. Don't send a fire truck. Let their houses burn down. The people marching and yelling, F the police. Knock it off. Not every cop is the brightest person in the world. Not every anybody is the brightest person in the world. They don't all have a good day every day. They got a life just like you do. They got bills to pay. Sometimes they have a bad day. Sometimes a waitress has a bad day who's normally a good waitress or a waiter. They're people. They just happen to be people who are in a lot more danger every day than we are. Okay? They're underpaid. You think you're underpaid? Well, they're underpaid. So they can relate to you there. They're way underpaid, by the way. They should be paid more, which is why some of them are a little susceptible to taking a look the other way, take a little money under the table. I get that. I get all that. But most of them don't do that. And then there's the question, well, why does somebody become a cop? I think people become a cop for a couple of reasons. I think there are people that become cops because through high school they were bullies and they like to boss people around. And they want to be a cop because they get to tell people what to do. And they have a little bit of an authority, okay? There are a few of those. I actually also think there are cops who want to be cops because they want to help people. They like the Norman Rockwell idea of a cop kneeling down, helping a little kid who's lost find his way home. I believe there are a lot of cops that way. They became cops because they thought they could help people, and they thought they could help clean up some, you know, bad parts of town. Unfortunately, they're finding that's a little tougher to do than they thought. But they're 10 years in, 12 years in, too late to get out now. Might as well stick it out for the benefits. I'll ask Peon, how many years, what do you think is the number of years where most cops bail after how many years? This is an actual statistic. They're cops for how many years before they go, screw it? 7.
Oh, I was going to say 7.
No, you weren't.
I was. I swear I was. I wanted to jump in, but you asked Peon.
And I don't know why it's 7 years. I think at 10 years, you're probably, some benefits coming your way. But I think there are probably a lot of cops that after about 7 years, they go, forget this. I'm not doing this. I'm going to find something else to do, which is not always easy to do either. So, yes, a lot of them are wild about their jobs. But in my experience, they do fantastic work, and they're decent people who take a job we wouldn't have. You think all it is directing traffic to church on Sunday? By the way, that's part-time work because they need the extra money, so they do that kind of crap and work at the movie theater. If you think it's like, oh, I get to wear a badge and you go, I mean, let me tell you a story. It's a true story. And then I'll do a break and we'll get caught up. I've told this story before. When I was a kid in a hillbilly hick town in Tennessee, it was almost like a Mayberry. Chief Cromwell was the chief, and I think he had four cops in town. And it was very difficult to find a good cop, because in Savannah, Tennessee, where I'm sure they made $4,000 a year or whatever, because my dad made five, not many people wanted that job. But the chief came in to where my dad worked one day, because my dad worked at the newspaper. And he came in to show the guy that owned the paper, who was my dad's brother, actually, the editor and owner of the paper. He says, I got to show you something. And my dad happened to be standing in the office that day at the little hick newspaper. He said, you got to see this. And he showed him the job application of the cop that they had just hired, their most recent hire on the police department. And there were misspellings everywhere, and it was just, you could tell the guy probably just barely got out of high school, how he got through the police academy, if you even had to go to the police academy out there, I don't know. But at the bottom of the application, it said, why do you want to be a police officer? It's the last question. I'll never forget this. My dad came home from work. He was laughing so hard. And he shared the story. And he said, and I still remember the cop's name. I will not tell you because he may have family here. His first name was Hobart. Okay? And it said, why do you want to be a police officer? This is the absolute, honest to goodness, word for word truth. Here was his answer. So I can C-A-R-E a gun. He couldn't even spell carry, but even if he could spell carry, that was his number one reason for wanting to be a cop, so he could carry a gun, and they hired him. He's on the force. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, he got some of that. He got some of that Mayberry mentality, but not anymore. That was back then. That was back when in the town I lived in, I went to high school with a kid named Kerry Duncan. Kerry Duncan had a 57 Chevy that he drove to school as a sophomore in high school. He was 15. He didn't have a driver's license, and he had his own car, and no cop cared. I remember a cop, hey, Kerry, he'd yell at him, how you doing? They knew his dad or something. 15, he doesn't have a license. He drives to school every day. And he took other kids and gave them rides. Can you imagine today the liability? Your kid hops a ride with Kerry. Kerry's 15, doesn't even have a driver's license, and there's an accident. Oh, my goodness. There'd be all kinds of people going to jail. Those days are over. There's so many rules and regulations. I don't even know how cops know anymore what they can and can't do. And have you looked at a cop lately and seen the crap they have to wear? And now we're going to add body cameras to it, which I think we should. They've already got 60 pounds of junk on them.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine getting up in the morning, getting ready to go to work, and you know, send your kids off to school if you're lucky enough to be home. And then you got to start putting all that junk on. It's 98 degrees outside, and you've got a vest, which is not very comfortable, and a belt, and then another belt, and then on those belts you've got cuffs, and you've got a taser, and you got a gun, and you've got a nightstick, and you've got a radio, and you got all this junk hanging on you. Not a very comfortable job. And then no matter how hot it is, I think you're actually supposed to have your cap on or your police hat when you get out and pull somebody over. I think they want you to have your hat on, no matter how hot it is. So you got all that to deal with. And then have you looked in a police car lately? Here's what they used to look like. There was a microphone hanging on the dash that you picked up off the hook and went, and a speaker under the dash. And that was kind of it. Oh, and that spotlight on the side they always have.
And usually a shotgun right
and
there.
A shotgun. Yeah. Go look in a police car now. There's a computer. Yeah. I mean, an actual laptop computer on a stand. And then some other junk. I don't even know what it all is. I don't even know how they drive or go to the scene of anything without being killed, trying to keep up with all the technology they have to keep up with. And then there's the paperwork and the writing of the report. This is stuff you don't think about. What a pain for a cop to have to go back and write up what happened on the shift. At approximately 3:46 p.m., we got a call, blah, blah, blah. And most of it is just a complete domestic dispute sort of waste of time because it'll get shoved to the side and they'll have to deal with it all over again. And they got to write all that stuff up. Not an easy job. So let's try to be a little bit nicer and have a little bit more respect for cops. That's it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. American Equity Mortgage. Did I do that? I didn't.
No.
We need to get caught up. American Equity Mortgage is our longest-running advertiser. They've been with us 23 years, which is exactly how long they've been in business. Well, exactly would be 23 years and 3-4 months. They're in the mortgage business. They would love to help you get your next home. If you have a home and you're not interested in the next home, but you're a homeowner and you plan to stay there a while, they'd also love to help you borrow money. Sometimes you borrow money for something you need, you don't have the money for, and sometimes you borrow money to pay off other money that you borrowed to pay that bad loan off. You had borrowed money before, but you made a mistake, and you weren't smart, and there's a lot of interest, and it's not deductible, and you need to get out from under it. Example, credit card debt. They'll be happy to help you pay that off. You'll be glad you did because now your payments are going to be less. They're rolled into your house payment, which means the interest, which is as low as it is probably tax deductible. It's a win-win. It's a great, smart thing to do. And the average American Equity customer who uses equity to borrow money to pay off credit card debts immediately, on average, saves $640 a month. After tax money, $640, boom, in your pocket. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. How are we doing on time? We take a couple of calls. Colin Jeffrey is going to do, I guess, an entertainment report today. We have a couple of quick calls. This is John. Hello, John. How are you? Oh, John, I know you're there. John. Then we go to Rich. Rich, how are you?
Hey, I'm in the PM.
Thank you, Rich.
Hallelujah.
What's going on?
Well, I just want to throw my quick 2 cents in on this cop thing. And I agree with everything you said about how, you know, there are a very small percentage that are a bad cop. It gives all of them a bad name. It's like in any other profession, you name it, it's the ones that show themselves to be bad that ruin it for everybody else. But just as an example of how you were saying, you know, throw your windows down and, you know, make sure your hands are visible and all that when you get stopped. So back in the day, and you know I'm a truck driver, mm-hmm. and it's a lot different now than it used to be back in the day. Back in the day in the industry we would call outlaw days, I got stopped in Illinois for 86 and a 55.
86 to 55, that's pretty excessive.
That's extremely excessive. And officer comes up to the truck, asks for my, you know, driver's license and all the paperwork and everything he has to ask for.
And by the way, you're in a big rig. You're in a big tractor trailer, right?
Right.
So when they walk up to you, they have to look up. It's a little bit different. They can't see much of what's in your lap. It's got to be tougher and more dangerous when they stop you.
They can't see anything.
Right.
Until they actually get up on the step on the side of the truck. To be able to see in. And if you've got a sleeper truck, they can't see in the sleeper. If you've got the curtain drawn, they can't see back there to know if there's anybody in there.
I would think when a cop approaches a big rig like that, that they would want you to open the driver's door. Just stay there.
No.
No, they don't. Okay.
No, they want you to just sit there, roll your window down. More times than not, they will have you come back to the car with them.
Okay.
And while they're doing all the paperwork.
Okay.
But in this instance, he came up to the truck. Like I said, I was 31 mile an hour above the speed limit, and had for all my paperwork and driver's license and all that stuff. And I handed it to him. He went back to his car, did what he had to do, and came back up to me. And he had two tickets written out. I could see two of them. Handed me all my stuff, and I just looked at it. Well, how fast is it going to be? He goes, what do you mean? I go, well, I was going pretty fast, and you know, am I going to jail tonight or not? He goes, no. He goes, that's pretty much up to you. I said, okay. I said, well, I said, you got me. I'm the one. I said, you aren't sitting in this truck pushing my foot down on the pedal flat on the floor to go as fast as it would go. So, you know, you got me. I'm not, you know, I'm the one that screwed up. You didn't do anything. You're just doing your job. So we sat there and talked for about 4 or 5 minutes, and he held up them two tickets. He goes, well, here's what was going to happen if I would have got the bad attitude that I expected to get from you. This is the ticket for 86 and a 55. Folded it in half, ripped it. So here's a ticket for 69 and a 55, which is 14 mile an hour over the speed limit. Which is
hang on, Rich. We got these knuckleheads laugh when somebody says 69. Stop.
Yeah,
that.
I don't understand.
We don't get it. We know what's funny about 69. What's funny about that? But see, you've proven.
But he handed me the ticket for 69 and a 55, which did two things for me. It lowered the fine a lot, and anything in a tractor trailer 15 mile an hour or over the speed limit is considered a major moving violation and puts your license at risk. If you get two of those within a certain period of time, you're suspended for 30 days.
Yeah.
But he kept that from showing on my record, and he gave me a ticket for a much lower fine.
All because you showed some respect and you told the truth.
Because I showed him respect. I said, yes, sir. I said, no, sir. I didn't argue with him. If he would have told me I was doing 106, I wouldn't have argued with him.
Yeah.
Most speedometers in a big truck only show 80 or 85. I had it buried. I had it fixed. So I would have had, no way to know for sure above 80 mile an hour what it was I was doing.
Way,
I didn't argue with him.
Way behind it. Got to run. Great story, and I appreciate it. Thank you, Rich.
All right.
Yeah, Rich makes a great point. I've said this 100 times. Don't start this on the defensive thing when the cop comes up. They got the radar gun. You don't. They don't just decide. I think I'll lie to that guy and tell him he was speeding, especially in hot weather. They don't want to get out of the car and do all that crap anyway. Tell the truth. I have my own method. I've told you about it before. When they pull me over, and I've been stopped more than my share of times for speeding. And when they say, how fast you were going? If I know I was going 80, I say 85. I say, probably 85. Now, right there, we've just diffused. There's no arguing. And they'll usually say, well, I clocked you at 90. And I'll say, well, I thought I was going faster. there's no fight. They don't.
Yeah.
And you'd be amazed how often they just appreciate that. Still not right. Still not a good idea. You shouldn't go 85. And I'm not going to get into all my stories, but I've had some wonderful, if you can imagine this, I've had some actually very enjoyable situations being stopped by cops. I got stopped in Roxana. I've told this story, I hope not too many times. And it was nighttime. And I was speeding, and the guy that pulled me over had a headlight out. His police car. He didn't know it. He walks up to me and he says, you were speeding. And I said, yes, sir, I was. And he starts saying whatever he's saying, the speed limit here, you need to slow down. I said, officer, I'm sorry, but if you give me a ticket, I'm going to have to make a citizen's arrest. And he said, what? And I said, look at your car. You got a headlight out. I believe that's against the law. and he just burst out laughing. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. This is not a bribe. It's a deal. I'll slow down. You get that headlight fixed. He said, okay. And that was it. He just kind of laughed and walked away. Hey, they have a sense of humor. They're not horrible people. If you play it right, show some respect. I mean, it can go okay for you. Unless you're just a jerk. And then you probably get whatever they throw at you. We have to get caught up here because Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, he gets mean.
Oh, is he mean?
Ooh.
We see him. We see that side of
him.
And he's sitting there right now thinking, I got some entertainment stuff.
He's stewing right now.
Oh, he's just about to stew. But we're going to catch it just before he does that. First Community Credit Union is where I bank. The name bank is not in. It's not First Community Bank. It's First Community Credit Union. What's the difference? Very little. But the difference that is there is a good difference. Meaning, usually you can pretty much figure you're going to get the best rate that you can possibly get anywhere. They're on top of that for you. I can't imagine you can go anywhere to do your banking and get better service than a place that you own part of. That's right. Credit unions, First Community Credit Union included, owned by the customers. So you are the proud part owner of the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, First Community Credit Union. And if you're, look, if you're going to make the decision, well, I like the idea of a credit union. It sounds a little better than just a bank. I like the sound of that. I think I'll join a credit union. Then why not join the biggest one? Why not join the biggest? Big usually means stable, secure. That would be First Community Credit Union. 41 locations, and my guess is there'll be more before you know it. Because every day, people are leaving their banks and coming, even leaving other credit unions, coming to First Community Credit Union. Why don't you join them? It's easy to do. Easy to do. We're thrilled to have them on board and that they sponsor the yard sale every Saturday morning. I think probably as good a radio show as is on the air on the weekend anywhere, and they are the exclusive sponsor. So if you want to thank them, you can just go there and say thank you, or better yet, you can thank them with your business and move your banking business to First Community Credit Union. If you want more information, visit any of the 41 locations, have some free, delicious, fresh popcorn on us. Even if you're not a member, say it's okay. Frank and Peon and Dan said it was okay. And if you want more than that, then you can go to this website, info, that is, firstcommunity.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's see how the traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, it looks like downtown eastbound 40 is jamming up now from a little bit east of Compton up to the Poplar Street Bridge. That right lane on eastbound 44 is slow, approaching Jefferson, trying to ramp onto Highway 55. Northbound 55, the right lane is slowing at Park, the usual spot. On southbound 270, you are running heavy from Page down through Ladue, a little bit heavy Clayton Road down to Manchester, but then a good run through Doherty Ferry. They were working with an accident on northbound 270 on the ramp to Highway 70. That had been moved off to the left shoulder. Still look for some slow traffic from Dorset in the two right lanes up to Highway 70. This traffic report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance. They'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Tim Weiland with the Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Don't miss the excitement at Busch Stadium when the Cardinals host the Pirates September 4th through the 6th. 25,000 fans 16 and older can take advantage of great giveaways all weekend long. On Friday, fans will receive a wearable replica of the 1967 World Series ring. Saturday, take home a replica throwback jersey, courtesy of AT&T. And Sunday, fans can keep cool with a Cardinals ball cap. It's the Cards and Pirates, September 4th through the 6th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Line drive, there it is! Into left field! It's number 3,000! A run is scored! You see the run?
You've heard that historic call time and again. Now you can take it home with you. On Monday, September 7th, the Cardinals host the Chicago Cubs, and 25,000 fans, 16 and older, will take home the Maryville University Harry Carey bobblehead. This bobblehead features a voice chip of Harry's epic call of Stan Musial's 3,000th hit. That's Monday, September 7th. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-319-5269. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-319-5269. 1-800-319-5269.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on. A foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall, the PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing, a hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack. The original PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Don't know what to do about that old car sitting in your garage or your driveway? Repairs are costly, and why pay taxes on it? Here's a thought. Donate it to my friends at Goodwill. You'll get a tax deduction, and they'll even tow it. Goodwill turns the money from the sale of your car into jobs for people with disabilities. And even better, the money stays right here. It's a win-win for everyone. Goodwill makes donating your car easy. Check it out at mersgoodwill.org.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pennzoil Synthetics takes synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Pure Plus Synthetics today.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The clown with his pants falling down or the dance. That's a dream of romance or the scene where the villain is.
I surprised you. They thought I was going to do the Jerry Lewis thing, didn't you? I didn't do it. Don't try to figure me out and predict what I'm going to do. It is time to talk a little entertainment. Colin Jeffrey's going to handle that. He's brought to you by Auric and your locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. They are terrific stores, and they have great products in them. Please tell them your AM and the PM, and here is Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
Well, when we started the show, I had like ear popping, like when you are in a plane, and I couldn't clear it, and now it's clear, so I'm fine.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, and that's all I have. That was the only issue I had, and it's cleared up, so thank you.
Well, good to hear. We've got a few DVDs coming out this week. The biggest one is Mad Max Fury Road. I'm guessing you didn't see this.
No, I didn't.
This is one of my favorite movies of the year so far. I really liked it, but be aware that if there's not a lot of dialogue, he moves the story along using, for movies, this is a novel idea, images and things that are happening on screen as opposed to words. So be aware, there are fewer words, and you're going to have to think about what's happening because he's showing you what's happening.
Are you going to mention the worst movie? One of the maybe the five worst movies I've ever seen in my life, which I thought I saw this morning, was out on DVD now. That horrible, stupid Joaquin Phoenix, Her. Is that out?
Well, that's been out for years. That's 2 years old.
Why did I see it in the paper this morning?
Her. Know, was that Joaquin Phoenix? Was
yeah,
in that
was Joaquin was Phoenix with Scarlett Johansson.
In love
with the computer.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought that was Jeff Bridges.
No, what? Joaquin Phoenix. It's Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
What's going on here?
The worst movie ever. It's so horrible. Okay. I'm sorry. I saw it in the paper today, and I thought that's why I saw it.
No, that is old. But I'll Be Me, the Glenn Campbell story, also on DVD.
Worth watching.
I know you're a fan of this.
Worth watching.
And then a very odd Jack Black movie that's not a comedy, really, at all. It's very dark, called The D-Train. I don't know if you're...
I thought you were going to say Bernie. Bernie is a great movie.
It is.
With Jack Black.
Bernie, I really liked. The D-Train, very odd, but if you're a Jack Black fan, might be worth a look just because it's...
Is that a spinoff of Fantasy Island? D-Plane, D-Train. Yeah. The train bus, the train.
Smiles, everyone, smiles.
Oh, my goodness. Colin hates coming in here. Yeah. I don't blame him.
You're talking about phones earlier. I can remember, or I was talking to a friend whose daughter was in a dance recital, and they were doing the Carly Rae Jepsen song, Call Me Maybe. And they were sort of pantomiming everything. And instead of phone, how you would normally do, you know, your thumb and or pinky extended,
right. They
did just their flat hand against their face because the smartphone's all they've ever known. So they're like, Call Me Maybe, and they're pantomiming phone. Just one of those things.
That's a great story.
I tried. Let's give Dan a break. TV this week. If you're a Jimi Hendrix fan,
I'm not.
You probably haven't seen this still. In 1970, he performed at the Atlanta Pop Festival, known as the Woodstock of the South. It's just months before he died. 300,000 people on hand, but the recordings have never gained popularity for whatever reason. Showtime put together a 90-minute documentary about his performance here, in which he did older songs, newer songs. So if you're a fan, you have to check this out Friday night at 8. I ordinarily don't do PBS and Masterpiece Theaters or anything like that. They've got a very limited audience, I think.
I'll say.
But this might be worth it if you're a fan of Sherlock Holmes or Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
No, I'm not.
At all?
No. Oh. Most of the Sherlock Holmes stuff I've seen bored me.
Oh, see, I really like the
Isn't
Sherlock
Isn't it funny?
Holmes.
There's certain things that before you even know what it is, as soon as I see... Masterpiece Theater. Change channels. I don't care what it is. I don't want to see it.
A lot of it is very dry, very different. It's a special taste. But this one may broaden it just a little bit. I'm going to put it out there. You don't have to tune in. I'm not going to check up on you. But Sunday evening, Masterpiece, Arthur and George, they take some sort of real-life events but dramatize them. It's Sir Arthur Conan Doyle along with a friend having to solve sort of a real-life mystery outside. It's the author behind Sherlock Holmes. Just different. Check it out. See? There you go. We mentioned this briefly. MTV gave this guy a bunch of money. His name is Todrick Hall. He's done nothing ever other than put music videos on YouTube that are just mashups of
those are today's very smart people. People who go on YouTube and have any sense of video editing or putting in, they're smart.
Yeah, and his music videos are just Disney songs mashed up with like current pop songs.
Did you tell me that he's making $1 million a year from his YouTube stuff?
From his YouTube.
Unbelievable.
And now MTV signed this guy to a contract, so yeah, just one of those crazy things. In Drunk History, we've spoken about before, they get people drunk and have them explain history, and then they hire actors to sort of portray it. It's back.
It's like that thing we play about, so like these guys
get
together.
It is very much like that, yeah.
But that returns tonight. Greg Kinnear, Tony Hale, a few guest stars this season. Tonight, 9:30 on Comedy Central. And then the show of the week, I'm going to point you in the direction of, is on Amazon streaming. This is yet another reason to start paying for all these streaming services. You liked Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
And Ron Perlman, the main bad guy, the father of the Sons of Anarchy.
A guy who has proven that even the ugliest guy can be a movie star.
Oh, yeah.
Because Ron Perlman, here's how ugly he was. In the TV series Beauty and the Beast with Linda Hamilton, mm-hmm. He was the Beast. And he didn't have to do much to him.
No. But he's always said he likes wearing makeup that disguises his face because he's uncomfortable being on screen without makeup, just himself.
Yeah, he is not a handsome guy.
But Hand of God premieres Amazon this Friday for streaming. Stick with me because it sounds crazy. He plays a character, Pernell Harris, who is a judge that is disgraced. So he becomes a born-again Christian and comes to believe that God is telling him to exact revenge on the man who raped his daughter-in-law. Hmm. This is one of these real dark, twisty stories So it's going to be interesting to see how he handles being a born-again Christian and trying to kill someone. Hand of God, Amazon, this Friday. Amazon Prime Video, here's yet another reason. You can now play back videos when you're not online. You always have to be connected for Netflix, for all these other services. Amazon's going to allow you to keep some videos, a small amount of videos, for playback when you are not online. So you can put a movie on there, be out of service, and still be able to watch it. Kind of neat. Stephen Colbert announced his second week of guest stars. They include Jake Gyllenhaal, Emily Blunt, Kevin Spacey, Naomi Watts, a few of these people. Are you going to tune in for this?
You know, I will, only because I feel like I have to. But my wife and I have both, we agree on this. We don't know anything about Stephen Colbert, but we can't stand the sight of him. Does that make sense? We just don't like him. I don't like the promos I've seen. I don't like anything I've ever seen him do. But I'll watch it because it's brand new.
And give it a shot.
Letterman's and he's supposed to be different than he was before, and I don't even know what he was before. There's something about him that irritates both of us. So,
He's going to have Jeb Bush on the first week, Bernie Sanders the second week.
Well, anybody can have great guests.
Yeah, so
he going to do?
It'll be nice, though. He said he's going to try and keep some of these interviews a bit more serious, potentially. So it's not going to be coming on and slow jamming the news or something. He might actually talk to these people and see if they can answer tough questions. So that's getting underway. I'm going to give Ian the link because it's not at all appropriate for air. But at the Hugh Hefner roast that was not too far removed from 9/11, Gilbert Gottfried went on and told a bunch of 9/11 jokes that they said were just way too controversial. Well, they finally sort of released the footage of all of them. If you want to watch, I'm going to give it to Ian. You're more than welcome to. But it's one of these times. Is it ever too soon for comedy? I don't know. You can make up your mind.
Sometimes I think any time would be too soon.
Yes. So if you want to watch it, you can see they all got cut. It's essentially, his entire set got cut from the Hugh Hefner roast because he decided to come out and do some, just really, in some cases, off-color humor.
I never found him funny.
Really?
Gilbert Gottfried?
Yeah.
He's irritating. He's not funny to me.
Oh, see, I think he's pretty funny. That voice
is
crazy.
Wrong.
Okay.
His voice is irritating.
Well, that's good. That was good, Dan.
That's pretty good.
Very good.
I'm going to give Ian another link as well. In October of 1998, Peter Jennings and the ABC News team devoted 5.5 minutes in their A block. They led off with the revolution known as HDTV. And I love watching these old things when they're talking about, oh, look at this technology, all the great stuff it's going to do for us. Just funny to go back and look. And then last thing I want to talk about, Kanye West, his speech at the VMAs was absurd.
Thank goodness I didn't see it.
Well, I've done some work for you, and I've pulled a handful of lines.
Okay.
He ended off, we all know, and yes, as you probably could have guessed, I've decided in 2020 to run for president. That's probably the most cogent thought he had.
Cogent?
It made the most sense. I think about when I'm in the grocery store with my daughter, and I have a really great conversation about fresh juice at the, you know.
What?
Exactly. I still don't understand award shows. I just want more people to be like me. And then he goes on an expletive tirade. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, bro. This speech made no sense. And that's why I wanted to pull a few things. These were the things that made sense out of his speech. 14 minutes they gave him this time. And then Coach Revival. We talked about this, the Coach TV show they were going to redo. NBC finally realized, we're not going to remake Coach. So the two fans out there who are really looking forward to Coach coming back, it's not happening. I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Colin Jeffrey, everybody. Courtesy of OREC. And you're locally owned and operated OREC Home Care Centers. Mr. Cleveland may have to wait. We'll see how this goes. There is a store in Chesterfield. There are a lot of stores in Chesterfield. There are two outlet malls. I've never been to either one of them, and I go right by there every day. Never been to one of those outlet malls, but I have been to Amini's. And Amini's is in the valley. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you.
Copper with us?
Copper, what?
I don't know if Colin sang with us or not.
Well, I don't believe he did. No. Colin, when you're in the room, you have to participate.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to do this again. Edit that out. And
all
let's
right.
pretend it never happened. We'll pick it up here. Well, it's in Chesterfield Valley. In fact, it's down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Very good. Like a quartet. An actual quartet. As a copper top. And Colin, you have any idea what's inside of Meanies? Can you just tell me one thing you'd find in there?
Lawn furniture. Pinball games.
patio furniture.
Patio furniture, sorry.
That,
yes.
That's two things.
Pinball.
I asked for one, he gave me two. Arcade game, shuffleboard, pool table, a terrific lighting collection, the Jaffe lighting collection upstairs, and more. Home theater furniture. It is a tremendous store. There's not another place like it. And right now, if you've ever wanted, I mean, great patio furniture, as good as it gets, some of the best patio furniture made in the world, this would be the time to go into Amenities. You're having a tent sale right now through Thursday. What's today? Tuesday. Through Thursday. Up to 50% off everything under the tent and half off your sales tax. Get to Amenities in Chesterfield Valley. I'm telling you, this is a terrific place. A-M-I-N-I-S. I tell you how to spell it because I want you to be able to go to the website, which is Amenities.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic with Tim Wiley.
Really not that much happening as far as traffic goes. We have our usual slowdowns westbound 40 Kings Highway through McCausland, Lindbergh out to 270, eastbound with baseball traffic coming in. It's heavy now from Timberlake Manor up almost all the way to Highway 270, and then a couple little slow areas east of Clayton Warson in through Big Bend. We have eastbound 40 downtown. Looks like we're slowing now from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report, it's brought to you by AccountTemps. Go back to school for a master class in spreadsheets with Bob from AccountTemps. Visit findyourbob.com to take your team to the head of the class. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS airborne traffic.
You've heard the expression, good things come in small packages? Well, that's what the folks at Brooking Park must have had in mind when they developed their memory care household. In conjunction with the Alzheimer's Association, Brooking Park has created an innovative extension of the home where the aromas of freshly prepared meals take place throughout the day. Their household design and individual approach brings the residents an extended family, providing a secure home for independence while respecting their dignity. They provide activities that trigger memories of routine daily life, including music, art, household chores, exercise, hobbies, gardening, and even pet therapy. They recently received an honorable mention in Healthcare Design Magazine and were rated one of the top-tier best nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report. Call Brooking Park at 576-5545 or brookingpark.org and personalize a lasting gift for your loved one. Brooking Park is an equal opportunity.